And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. What up? Duh. I'm David Jacoby. And on the cold check-in, we're Jalen Jacoby. What do we do? Send the stage on the mic.
Yeah, and we putting it on wax.
Okay. We're just going to have to address it.
Let's address it.
We're growing as a show. We used to do the show off of like a laptop in a room, and now we're in a control room.
For the first time in 8 years.
The first time in 8 years, we have a real professional television control room. And part of that that comes with that is part of that is just being more corporate. You know what happens when you're more corporate? People ask you not to use commercial music that you didn't pay for. Did we pay the Beastie Boys for their samples? No. Did we pay the Beat Nuts? No. Did we pay MC Breed? No. We didn't pay any of those people.
Redman?
Redman didn't get paid either.
MC?
Which is why you've noticed we're going through a transition period with the intro. We're still trying to figure it out. Can't use commercial music anymore. Makes sense. We're getting bigger.
But, here's the good thing. We're going to get some commercial music.
We are?
We're not?
We are?
We should.
We should.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
I like when you make proclamations like that. Oh, we are?
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Money. That's why.
Don't shows have budgets?
Shows have budgets, just not ours.
Oh.
They gave us a control room. We're a real TV show.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to reach out to Royce. Get some bars for the show.
Let's get some Royce bars for the show. Royce is great. I love Royce the 5'9". So, Reggie's working. We got to get Reggie some sound effects. We got to have sound effects cleared. So, you know, the yeps and nopes from E-40, we didn't pay 40 water for those.
We got to get them to come on the show. Get them to do a drop like we did with Method Man.
Not my phone.
I'll work on it.
He's in your phone.
I'll work on it.
So we're working on it. It's a transition period. So we see the tweets. We see y'all complaining. We see what's going on. We want to take you behind the curtain.
They should.
This is what's really happening.
They should.
This is our real life.
So we do talk about sports and try to entertain and do all of that stuff. But your favorite artist, you want to go hear their lyrics, but you also want to hear their beats.
Yes. So like when I say we've got a topic that's too hot for TV, Reggie can't push the button anymore. You know what? Redman didn't get paid for that. We're working on it.
Redman don't say too hot for TV.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's an old Redman?
That's from Redman, yep. It's time for us to go deeper than the box score. Last night, we had a double overtime game between the Rockets and the Spurs, but should it have been? By now, you've seen it. The very controversial play in the fourth quarter. James Harden steals the ball. Towel guy got to get out the way. That's how good the steal was. He dunks it, goes through the net, and then goes back on top of the hoop. So you see, this is my point before we get to yours. James Harden goes after the ball because he doesn't see what happened. And I think that's where the refs got confused.
So a few things. I applaud a guy like James Harden that's almost averaging 40 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
That we have footage of him getting a steal playing defense.
Oh, he gets steals. He just doesn't play defense.
Going the other way and finishing. But I got a theory for this one. First off, the league is going to modify this. It's really progressive. They do a great job of updating their rules and their legislations when needed. And this is a blown call by the official. At the time, the Rockets were up 13 points.
Yep.
This one play is not the reason why they lost. However, just like you, played a lot of basketball and rec, parks, backyards, YMCAs, and even in the NBA. What do you think about this?
I love what you're about to say.
The nets were too long.
Nets too long. When you said that to me this morning, I was just like, you are the best. There's no one else that's saying, you know what? Nets are too long.
Nets are too long. Because think about it. You watch NBA basketball all of the time.
All day, all night.
You don't see people shooting from the side and the net getting caught.
Happens pick up all the time.
Happens pick up all the time.
Yep.
The net's too long. That's the adjustment, along with the rule change. As long as the refs can go back and say it was a two or a three after the play, They should be able to do it on a play like that.
You know what's not going to happen? A couple things I heard this morning. You know what's not going to happen? They're not going to replay the last 7 minutes and 50 seconds.
No.
That's insane.
No.
They're not going to give the Rockets
no.
a win.
No.
That's absolutely insane.
No.
That's not going to happen. I don't even know why that was even proposed. They're not going to go back. Do you know what happened? The Spurs won the game.
Who proposed that?
I read it on ESPN.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just like, that's not going to go back. It's like, what's the league going to do now? Should they play the last 7 minutes, 50 seconds? Are you crazy? That's not how this works.
So it's human error. It happens.
Just like a missed foul call.
And I was watching the game and I wasn't in such an uproar about it happening. The Rockets were playing well. They had the lead.
Yeah.
They were on the road. It was a missed call. It happens throughout the course of a game.
What do you think about the fact that D'Antoni said that he was not allowed to challenge because you have a 30-second window in which you could issue the challenge, and him arguing the call brought him outside of that window?
I just think that needs to get ironed out. And also, I think that was the refs penalizing him for complaining.
Yeah.
Which they shouldn't
have
done.
He was mad.
So when you make a mistake, you just got to own it. And usually the officials do it, and therefore you got to allow the person to vent.
Yes.
When you go and see that the call was missed, you got to give him that grace period to do so. It was unfortunate at that time they didn't do so. It should have allowed Mike D'Antoni to challenge.
I feel like it's like football. If other game action happens, then we're done with that play. But if other game action hasn't happened, there's no ticking clock. If we haven't inbounded the ball and we're still arguing, you should be able to issue the challenge.
But in basketball, what makes it different is the play doesn't always stop after that down like in football.
Yeah.
So that's why if a player, like they do this all the time on 3-point shots in particular, they'll give you a 2 or they'll give you a 3. And then when the play stops, they'll go back and look at it.
Yep. So James Harden had 50 points in this game. Russell Westbrook had a triple-double. Great games, right? That's exactly what you want from these two players. Triple-double from Russ, 50 from Harden. However, combined, they missed 50 shots. They had 50 attempts at a basket that missed. Jalen, at some point, do you think this inefficiency is going to catch up to them?
It works both ways. It's feast or famine. And they're playing toward the analytics. And I've said this so very often. They can't consistently win games in the playoffs being top 5 in 3-point attempts, but yet lower 5 in percentage, lower 3rd in defense. That math just doesn't add up.
Yeah.
How about this? The NBA, Progressive League, instituted shot clock around 1950. There's never been a player score 50 points in a game that was not as efficient as James Harden.
Ever.
Ever. That was the least efficient 50-point game.
You know what helps? 24 for 24
in the history
from
of basketball.
Line. That's what helps. 24 for 24 from the line.
Oh, by the way, I got another one for you.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Rose?
Russell Westbrook scored 19 points.
Mm-hmm.
He took 30 shots. You said they combined them as 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only once in the last 30 years has a player attempted 30 shots and did get 20 points.
You know who else had 19 points? Austin Rivers. You know how many shots he took? Less than 10.
Like, you know, Clint Capella was 9 for 9.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I know Clint Capella's your guy. And every time we talk about the Rockets, you say, you know what they need? You know what they need? They need Clint Capella to produce. So this is what you've always wanted. 9 for 9 from Capella. Is this the player that you've always wanted to see?
Yes, but the game is always about balance. This is why I say analytics destroyed the game. Because people now feel shooting 33% from the 3 equals a dunk or a layup. And it doesn't. For anybody that's played basketball, because guess what you normally don't get on threes? Fouled.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what else you don't do? Slow down the game. Put the other team in
also
foul trouble.
Long rebounds that lead to breaks the other way.
Get to set your defense because the team is taking the basketball out of the net. Those are things that are on a stat sheet. And so if you're able to feed Clint Capella around the basket, he got a nice little jump hook when you get him going. He's shown that he could be a finisher. I think when a guy's 9 for 9, and you said two other guys combined to miss 50 shots.
Okay.
That balance is clearly off.
So something that's being overlooked from this whole dunk controversy and all the focus obviously on the Rockets is what's happening with the Spurs. Now, they got 19 points from Lonnie Walker in the fourth quarter. He played 35 minutes. Do you know what? I went and looked it up. I was like, you know what? I haven't seen a lot of Lonnie Walker this year. He's not really in the rotation like that. He's had a bunch of games where he was under 10 minutes played. And listen, I would never question the genius of Greg Popovich. He's one of the best basketball minds on the planet. But do you expect to see more from Lonnie Walker as we get through the season?
Well, he did the typical rookie thing that you hate to have happen to you. He got in the doghouse early.
Mm.
The coaching staff, and Pop has come out and said this, basically felt like he wasn't giving the winning effort desired in order to get minutes. Murray got a contract this offseason.
Yep.
You understand what you're going to get from Patty Mills effort-wise. White was on Team USA this offseason, so they had a lot of guys playing minutes in the backcourt. And I kept saying, he can ball. He can ball. He can ball.
There's a reason you drafted him where you did.
So now all of a sudden, you put him in the fourth quarter, he erupts for 19 points, plays with emotion, you win the game. That's how you earn your minutes, young fella. And he did that last night, and I was happy to see
it. I hope to see more from him. He's a very exciting basketball player.
Love his hair, too.
Very quick question. Why are the Spurs so bad?
Defense. That was one of the things. Why didn't you like the Spurs or give them their props over the last 20 years?
Boring.
Right. You know what's boring? Defense. Yeah. That's what's boring.
Yeah.
And they're not locking down the way they did. And in an era of a lot of teams shooting the three and the game has become homogenous in that way, they are just the opposite. Their top scorers, LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, they thrive in the mid-range. They thrive going to the paint. So those two dynamics, and it's just a roster turnover. Look at the Golden State Warriors. They had two injuries and boom, lottery. It's a roster turnover for a team that's had so many great players. They've had Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, David Robinson, Tony Parker. Like, they've had so many great players. It's just a roster turnover.
Jalen, Luka Doncic, 20-year-old man, continues to absolutely tear up the NBA. The latest victims were the Pelicans. Doncic had
the Pelican fly.
33 points, 18 rebounds for this young man. So we talk about Luka basically every day because he's doing something that's worth talking about every day. But my question for you today is different.
Okay.
What does Luka need to add to his game to get better? Like, what is he missing? How can he improve?
Well, you want him to compete better defensively, but all players have strengths and weaknesses. And if you got a guy like this that can dribble, pass, and shoot, give me points, rebounds, and assists, I like the fire and the attitude that he brings to the table. I like that he's clutch. He's a leader. He's really smart. He's seasoned beyond his years based on his international professional experience. He's basically what you want in a player. He's not going to be first team all NBA defense.
Nope.
But at the same time, when you're getting me numbers like that, I'll get somebody else to play defense for you.
So Luka's been like a lightning rod of attention. Everyone's talking about Luka, and he's blowing up the league, and God bless him. He's so much fun to watch. But what's happening is people aren't talking about Kristaps Porzingis. Mm. Do you know why? Kristaps Porzingis has not been playing well. His last four games, under 10 points, shooting 26% from the floor. I like getting two blocks, but Jalen, is this him getting back from an injury, or is this sort of like the new reality for Kristaps?
I don't think this is the new reality. I do believe a lot of it has to do with him returning to the floor after missing so much time.
Yep.
I think next year, kind of like I said about Gordon Hayward, will be a better sample size of the kind of player and the promise that he's already shown to allow him to be an all-star in the Eastern Conference. But here's the one thing that he has to learn to do. As a seven-footer, I tell you, I love the way he blocks shots. I love the way he shoots threes. However, he has to play through contact. You see that 25%? When people wall him off or contest his shots and play without fouling, instead of getting those and ones or playing through contact and finishing, he misses a lot of those shots. And that's why a guy his height can have struggles where he's shooting that percentage.
It's also an adjustment for him. Like, the Knicks used to just post him up. You know, it's like we're running the offense through Kristaps, and now the offense is clearly going through Luka Doncic.
And there's a sea change. And it happens throughout the league. Anthony Davis did it when he went to play with LeBron. Paul George did it when he went to play with Kawhi. He ain't the best player on the team no more.
No.
So now you got to find ways to play off the best guy instead of the other way around like it was in New York City. And he'll figure it out.
Jalen, Lakers and Nuggets in Denver last night.
I was watching.
LeBron had 25.
Mm-hmm.
AD had 25. Yeah. The Lakers won the game. They're now 18-3, tied with the Bucks for the best record in the whole entire league. So why do I feel like the Lakers still need to add some pieces to get better?
Because you want to see them knocking down the three-point shot more consistently. You understand that there are going to be times where they go against top-flight point guards that they're going to need to slow down. Mm-hmm. They still need to figure out what their closing team is going to be. You still want to see Kyle Kuzma play to the form that he played at last year. This team has been terrific in the regular season, but like most squads at this point of the year, still have room for growth.
They do. And they've got a big road trip coming up, kind of like a sink or swim. Let's see who we really are road trip. But when I watch this team, like, I'm a die-easy Laker fan. Right? You know I love LeBron. So I'm looking at this team and I'm like, this is my title favorite, but I feel like they still need defense and shooting. Same thing we say every year about LeBron James.
Well, here's the thing about their early schedule. It's really favorable, a lot of home games. Yep. It wasn't one of the toughest in the league. As you talked about, they're going to get the road now. And usually when you hit the road, your calling card's got to be your shot making, in particular from three. And if you're able to get timely stops. The one thing they do have that you should appreciate as a Daisy fan, they got size.
Yeah, they're big.
And athleticism.
They're big.
Okay, so you can put a lineup out there with LeBron and Kuzma and or AD, and then pick a big.
Dwight.
JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard playing quality minutes for them. So
big on being a big.
I think Danny Green is still a knockdown three-point shooter. They'll figure out what they need, but I agree with you. On the perimeter, you want to make sure their depth is a lot more consistent.
Jalen, you know, there's negativity inside my heart.
Caruso called a nice dunk.
Always. But you know that I'm not afraid to be critical of certain players.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not afraid to go negative.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember when everyone was penciling in Nikola Jokic as the MVP in the summer? Do you remember him in the playoffs last year when he was, you know, changing the center position? Nikola Jokic has low-key been trash lately.
So, David.
Jalen, it has been 5 games, and he has not scored 20 points in those 5 games in a row.
David, the last 3 games, he has 23 points. But I got to tell you what the difference between being a die-hard fan
mm-hmm.
and a die-easy fan. Remember, that was our guy.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So now it's like that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, you was comparing your body to his?
No. Oh, yeah.
We put people up on the Nuggets. We put their roster up there, called them the deeper team. So you just going to jump off of our guy's bandwagon?
Listen, no. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not off the bandwagon yet.
You said you remember when people was talking about he was going to be in the MVP conversation?
I know. I'm about to jump off the bandwagon. I think I'm off. You know what? Nikola, go ahead. You got to earn me back. Nikola, you lost me. You can't put 20 points in 5 basketball games? Are you hurt? Are you out of shape? What's happening, Nikola? Do you remember the playoffs last year? Do you remember what he was doing in the playoffs last year?
Jacoby, listen to your brother.
No, I don't want to listen anymore.
I'm going
to
give you a
I'm off the bandwagon. You on the bandwagon? I'm staying on the side of the road. Wait, where's my thumb out?
Remember, I'm trying to give you an opportunity to buy the Nuggets low. You down on your guy? You jumped off of our guy. That's our guy.
What do you mean buy him low? They got like the second best record in the West.
I'm just
buy him low.
Well, you're talking about not living up to expectations.
Nikola Jokic.
Correct. I'm trying to tell you. At the season, well, here's a couple of things that happened, in all honesty.
You know, he's a stretch mark five. I think he's got to work himself into shape.
Yeah, you got to trademark that. Yeah,
stretch mark five.
He came into the season out of shape.
Yeah.
And being a stretch mark five, you're playing a lot horizontally. Not vertically.
He's growing a lot horizontally.
Correct. So now what people are doing, if you notice, hands out, hands up, switching a lot, putting smaller people on him when he at the three line.
Mm-hmm.
And those matchups that he was getting last year, he's not necessarily getting. But for a guy like Paul Millsap, he's been taking a good opportunity to make plays. So because he scored over 20 points.
Where are all those highlight passes? Where are all those thread-the-needle passes? Where's all that magic that we saw from him last year? Where is
it, Jalen
Rose?
I got you, Joker.
Joker, I'm out. I'm out. Bye. Jalen, the other team in Los Angeles also played last night. The Clippers got the win, and my guy Montrezl Harrell had 26 points. Montrezl Harrell, you know that's always been my guy.
Yeah,
ever since college.
Yep, no doubt.
So here's my question.
I was at the game when he beat Michigan in the championship for Louisville.
Montrez played 30 minutes off the bench. Zubac played 14, and he started. Why do they do it like this?
So it's almost like not starting Lou Williams. Usually you want your primary ball handler to be somebody that's going to get you those buckets. But it depends on how they're getting them based on your style of play.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want Lou Williams to necessarily have to start off the game having to guard Damian Lillard because you don't want to pick up fouls. The same thing with Montrezl Harrell. You don't necessarily want him starting the game guarding Anthony Davis. As a great coach like Doc Rivers, guess what you do, however? You insert him when you're ready. Oh, they made one or two moves? One or two people in foul trouble? Now get in there. And they have such great chemistry together, you don't want to break up that tandem. So now you can't put Montrez in the starting lineup and take him away from Lou and or vice versa because they got such a great thing going. And remember, they did this last year as a playoff team that played really well. So now you add Paul George. You add Kawhi Leonard. You put Zubac in the starting lineup for height. and for fouls to eat up some of those minutes.
You know what's crazy? Talking about how well they played in the playoffs. They took the Warriors to six games. Now the Warriors in the lottery. Like, look how, it's all good just a week ago.
Yeah.
So.
Happy birthday, Jay. 50 years.
Shout out to Jay-Z. Sean Carter. Nas Carter's uncle. The Heat beat the Raptors, which brings them both to 15-5, tied for second in the Eastern Conference. Jalen, we celebrated the Raptors for overplaying expectations. It's now time for the Heat to get their shine. How have they been able to do this through 20 games?
None. Rookie of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Spoelstra, player development. I know when we're watching games together, you get sick of me saying this. But I'm going to say it about a couple of coaches. Doc Rivers is good at it. Rick Carlisle is good at it. Clearly Pop is good at it. And Eric Spoelstra. They're really good at taking players that when you watch them play.
I'm going to put Dwayne Casey and Nick Nurse in there too, because what they do with the Raptors
correct. Has been well, really well said. Well said. Good call. You watch them play, you see Jones come flying out of the air, catching a lob, looking like a left-handed jump man. You're like, where did that come from? You know? And I want to give props to one, Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I told you, when he was showing up at 3 a.m, that set the table for you guys got to come on my level. And I know Pat Riley was somewhere loving it. And guess what the guy started doing?
Showing
coming up at 3 a.m. So now you create a culture, and a guy like Justice Winslow has improved his game, showed that he can initiate offense, is a capable shooter from three. So now all of these guys, and then you got Big Bam playing D, switching on pick and rolls, blocking shots, doing rim runs. And when you have that collection of guys that's going to continuously play defense, now you got a guy you can get a ball to at the end of the game.
Jimmy Butler.
Here, Jimmy. Take us home. He had a triple-double in the game. They don't have to wonder what they're going to do at the end of the game. Give it to Jimmy.
It's a great win for them.
That's a great win
for them.
By the way, they're the only team to beat the Bucks and the Raptors.
We are 20 games into the season. I'm starting to look at it like, maybe it's not going to be 1-2-3 Bucks, Celtics, Sixers in whatever order. You know what I mean? Like, one of these two teams could really sneak into that top three and host a playoff series.
We're giving the Heat their flowers right now, and they deserve them.
They do. Jalen, now it is time for news that matters. Jalen, I bet you didn't even know this. Snoop Dogg is releasing a new album, but it's going to be much more useful for me than for you. Would you like to know why?
Sure.
Coming out with a lullaby album for kids.
Smart.
For little tiny babies.
Smart.
I'm so excited
Mark.
For this. My kids are going to be rocking Mark. The Snoop Dogg when they go to bed every single night.
Master P, Snoop, these guys are terrific entrepreneurs, ambassadors for entertainment, and continue to come with ideas that once they have them, everybody else on the sideline, like, why didn't I think of that?
Just okay is never okay. Whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football. So on Saturday morning, when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team, but after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players. Like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network. That's AT&T. Just like the best of the best of college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're trying to coordinate who's painting their chest with what letter and where the tailgate is going down or where your tickets are, just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T America's best network and stay on top of your game all season long. Jalen, who is joining
it's
us in the studio?
Affair.
Who is joining us in the studio?
The future, Robin Roberts. Malika Andrews is in the building.
I'm so glad to have you here because you're going to graduate just like Marcus Spears did. Eventually, you're going to be like, you know what? Oh, thank you so much for having me on, but I've got other commitments. I'm on ESPN 1 now. I don't know if you guys know that.
I'm not going to say that won't happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. Oh, I'm going to say it will happen. Thank you so much for coming through, Malika. Malika, you know, you live in New York now.
Yes,
and two of the teams that you cover are the New York Knickerbockers, Trash, and the Brooklyn Nets.
It's like saying Knickerbockers.
Yes.
Knickerbockers.
They're Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
I have a theory about the Nets and Kyrie Irving.
All right, I'm just going to leave.
So the Nets, they've been up and down. They're not exactly playing up to expectations. Kyrie Irving is looking at his homeboy KD in street clothes, and he's like, that looks like fun. He's like, he doesn't have to play. So I have a theory that they have a lot of fun on the bench, and Kyrie said, you know what? My shoulder hurts. Maybe I'll go in street clothes and sit next to my friend KD. What do you think about this theory that, I'm not saying he's not hurt, but maybe he's just enjoying his time not playing basketball?
I think you are incorrect.
Okay.
Here's the thing. So Kyrie has missed, he's going to miss two more games. He has missed the past nine with a right shoulder impingement. And that's kind of, I keep saying the word squishy to Kenny. It's a squishy injury because it's not one where you look in the monitors, you look at the x-ray, you look at the MRI, and you're like, okay, now it is fixed, and now we are good, and now we're going to move on. It's one that is kind of a little bit of a trial and error in terms of his recovery period. They say they feel better about it than they did last week. Kenny Atkinson said yesterday that he feels like Kyrie is getting closer, he's getting better, he feels like they finally turned a corner, and they're seeing kind of light at the end of the tunnel. But it's been a longer tunnel than they thought it was going to be. And I think that came to a peak when he didn't play in Boston, right? I think that's the game.
Wait, he didn't play in Boston?
I know, it was shocking.
The bigger
in which notice. He was booed, it would have made you think that he was actually there. But I'm going to say he's not faking it, especially because I have a little shoulder impingement.
Jalen's had a shoulder thing for like 5 years now.
No, it's been a year.
Yeah,
I've had it for a year. And I wake up every morning and I'm like, oh. I mean, but I still go to work, so like, you know, it's.
Oh, I thought I would be the only one taking shots at Kyrie.
I don't have to shoot basketball for a living, I will say that. But yeah, no, it's a real thing. It's just a matter of pain tolerance, and that's what makes it tough. It's not like, oh, your broken bone is healed. Time to get back on the court, you know?
So they were 42-40 last year. You add KD and Kyrie. There's a before and after here. Let's take a look at the numbers when Kyrie plays versus when he doesn't play. One person in particular that's been benefiting, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Mm-hmm.
He's been balling.
Yep.
What do you make of them playing better without him?
You know, I think that Spencer has a lot of institutional knowledge, right? He's played in the system for a long time. And so on the one hand, you could say, okay, this is Kyrie is a problem in the locker room. And that is one fair way to look at it, just based off of what happened in Boston. But the other thing to look at is just the fact that Spencer's been around a while. He knows what Kenny Atkinson wants. He's familiar with some of these players that he's out on the court with. He's familiar with the system, and he's kind of risen to that occasion. The downside of that for him is while he's playing himself into the All-Star conversation, right? He's playing himself out of the Sixth Man of the Year award. And so that sort of hangs in the balance. And Kenny Atkinson has said that he's not committing to Spencer Dinwiddie being in the starting lineup when Kyrie comes back. But he has floated, you know, well, maybe Spencer will start a couple of games and we'll have Kyrie lead that second unit, especially as he's coming back from injury.
That's fair. Listen, I don't lie into microphones. So
I'm going to say this in the microphone.
Raise your hand if you read the entire Instagram post that Kyrie posted after when he didn't play against the Celtics. I did not read it.
If you did not read it. Oh.
I didn't read the whole thing
either.
It was too long.
It was just, I needed to get my glasses out for some of the smaller print in there. That's more the case. It was just like a lot of this going on. And we were debating whether or not to read it on air. And it was like, let's just put it as a full screen graphic. Yeah. This is too long. We can't.
It's an hour show. We didn't have time to read it on air.
Exactly.
So you covered the Bucks last year, and they are now first in defensive rating.
Zing.
They are second in offensive rating.
Zing.
Yet they don't seem to be like considered a title favorite. Why do you think that is?
I mean, they're in Milwaukee. That's part of it.
Cream City.
Yeah, so I made that reference in a story last year, and a ton of people were like, what is Cream City? And now it's on their jerseys.
Win. Big W for you.
So, yeah, Cream City. I mean, they're in Milwaukee. That's part of it. They're buried a little bit. And there are sexier teams out there, right? There are spicier headlines to be had. There are more kind of dynamic, exciting players off the court that draw in the attention that the Bucks don't. But that's also the Bucks' secret sauce, right? They really have no drama. DJ Wilson said it the other day. This is the reason why we are so good, is we are so close off the court. We kind of are able to keep everything out. You don't hear a lot of things coming out of that locker room that you would find concerning. That's their MO. The question is whether or not they're going to be a title team this year is, did they get deeper in the offseason than they were last year?
Let's check out their numbers during this 12-game win streak. And to answer your question, Jacoby, I think it's because right now the NBA is about storylines. And people don't consider them to have a dynamic duo. Greek Freak is the reigning MVP.
Even though Chris was an all-star last year?
Correct. Was he an all-star or is he going to be a perennial all-star? He still has to graduate to that. They continue to play well. And he missed some time.
He doesn't sniff the all-star game if he's not in the conference either. Yeah, that's the thing. So, Jalen, they're 20th in the league in three-point percentage. Do you think that will hurt them eventually?
Well, if you look at the competition, Philadelphia doesn't shoot the three well.
No, they don't.
And Boston isn't big up front. So each of those teams has flaws. That's why those are the three teams, depending on what happens with Oladipo and Indiana, that have separated themselves in the East.
Well, we talked about this a little bit before.
And
on
Toronto,
this show.
I got to put some respect on their name.
Yeah, you got to put some respect on their name. Thank you. But we talked about this before on the show. In the regular season, their 3-point shooting isn't a huge issue. It was in the playoffs when they needed some perimeter shooting to, one, create space for Giannis, but two, to be able to hit those daggers down the stretch, because the other teams that they played, particularly the team they lost to, the Raptors and Kawhi Leonard, they had players that could hit those big-time shots at the end. Giannis can't bully his way to the paint in the same way. That being said, a big part of their three-point shooting woes this season, I think, comes from Brooke Lopez and the fact that he has not hit those shots.
Yeah, he made 170-plus last year.
We're going to move on. I have a very simple question for you, Malika. Uh-oh. Can Luka Doncic keep this up? Can he keep this up?
Yes.
Like, is Luka Doncic going to be doing this for the next decade?
Because he's a phenom. Because that man... That is a bad, bad man.
Yes.
is a bad, bad man. He had a career-high 18 rebounds last night. That's not even counting the 33 points he had in 28 minutes. That is insane. I mean, you can just run down the list of accolades. He has the most triple-doubles of any player at 20 years old. He's the only player in the past 20 seasons to score 15 points and 10 rebounds in a single quarter. That's regardless of his age.
Wow.
He is a wunderkind, a wonder child.
Coming into this season, I wouldn't have called him a top 10 player. Now I am.
Yeah. I would call him an MVP favorite.
What surprises you the most about how he catapulted himself into that conversation?
I think because we tend to still, even though the game is infiltrated with those, with foreign players, with players that didn't grow up in the United States, I think they still somewhat come from out of nowhere. You see Kristaps Porzingis get booed on draft night, and I think Luka Doncic was still a niche name when he came into the league. Mm-hmm. He's not particularly buddy-buddy with reporters. He kind of keeps to himself. He's a very, game-on type of player. And I think that caught people off guard. It's the demeanor. It's the stone-cold assassin.
You just gave him a comparison, by the way you described him, to the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
An international player. Yep. People didn't really realize how good he was going to be. May not get the respect initially based on his game. And then he takes it and he goes to another level.
So, Malika, you've been on the show before. You know how we do. We don't always talk about sports. It is now time for some news that matters.
Boom.
I love ramen noodles.
I do too.
And I'm not talking about fancy gourmet ramen restaurants.
We're talking about the noodles with the styrofoam cup that you pour the tea kettle.
Yes. You can barely consider food. Like, those ramen noodles are my ramen noodles.
800 milligrams of sodium. Go.
Well, now we have a new type of ramen noodle hitting the market, Malika.
Dun, dun, dun.
Master P is revealing that he will come out with wrap noodles.
Howdy, howdy.
Are you here for gumbo-flavored Master P ramen noodles?
Absolutely.
I'm here for
it. I am here for it. It better not cost me more than $250, but I am here for it.
Yes,
and look at the fancy bowls you're putting in. You wouldn't even know that those aren't from a Michelin star restaurant. Mm.
Wrap noodles. And here's what I like about it. Is he's not got just chicken and beef. Creamy chicken gumbo.
Creamy. It's creamy, not just chicken.
See, he did the Louisiana thing. It's all like Louisiana themed flavors. That's where he really got me. If it was just like chicken and beef and pork, it's like, all right, whatever.
We've seen this before.
He's the ultimate entrepreneur.
Malika, where can the people check you out?
Nowhere. Just kidding. at Malika_Anders on all social media platforms.
Well, you are welcome to come back until you graduate from us, and then don't come back anymore. Jalen, we don't force topics on this show.
Not at all.
And you're very particular about what we discuss on this program.
Yes. And speaking of discussions.
What?
Something happened on yesterday's show. Tommy, roll the tape.
Tommy?
Can you name me the members of New Edition?
Bobby?
Don't tell him in his ear.
Bobby? I'll take my earpiece out. Bobby, Johnny, Ricky, Ronnie, and Mike. Earpiece was out. Got you. You
know why? Nice.
Because I knew we were going to talk about it. I knew you were going to ask me that question right before we started. I looked it up.
I'm on you.
I'm on you. I knew you were going to ask me.
You forgot Johnny Gill.
I said, Johnny, dog, rewind the tape. I got them all. I wrote them down.
That's why I took my earpiece out, all dramatic.
We got to talk.
You can't even cheat properly.
We got to talk. I noticed that whenever I do something wrong or incorrect or embarrassing on the program, it shows up on the program the next day. But when you do something embarrassing, wrong, incorrect, we either got to edit it out, right? You got to edit it out. Oh, guys, we got to fix that. I said that wrong. We got to fix it. Or I just let it slide. So if we're going to start doing this, we can really do this.
I love you.
I love you,
too. I got to say one thing that's really important.
What's that?
You wrote down the names of the group. You had the answers to the test. You knew it was coming. Why you didn't write down Ralph, dog?
Do you think that I'm a smart person? Do you think I'm a smart person?
Yes.
Well,
smart enough to cheat and get it right? Oh, my goodness.
Then you have been fooled. Can we go back to the show now? It's time for Keep It Moving.
Keep it moving.
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we keep it moving. And if you get something wrong, I'll play it on the show tomorrow. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
I'm just happy that we have a member of the mighty Wu-Tang Clan participating on our show.
Big shout to Method Man.
Yes, indeed.
Jalen.
Yes, indeed.
Jerry Jones said something about Jason Garrett. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Definitely going to keep it moving.
All right, we'll keep it moving on that. Method Man.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Ron Rivera got fired. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
New ownership. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have results of the college football poll.
Oh, definitely keep it moving.
Okay.
The same 14 from last year. And Michigan lost.
Tony Ferguson did something that I do not like.
Hit the brakes.
Okay, Tony Ferguson is going to fight Khabib.
Ooh.
And he said that he was going to make Khabib urinate blood.
Oh.
Now, if you don't follow UFC that closely, Khabib is a bad man. He was wrestling bears when he was 6. You don't talk to Khabib like that. Last time we saw Khabib, he was flying over the octagon, attacking people. Why would you do this, Tony? Why would you do this?
That visual and just the thought of that happening to a human being.
Don't make Khabib mad.
It hurts me.
I might sign up to fight Khabib if I was a fighter for the check, but no, I wouldn't. Don't literally or proverbially poke the bear. Don't do that.
Blood in your urine is
I love
no
Khabib.
Joke.
We might live our entire lives and never see Khabib lose a fight.
That is
I'm not
no
even lying.
Joke.
Moving on. The Magic beat the Wizards. Do you want to talk about it?
I do.
Oh, good. Say hit the brakes then.
Hit the brakes.
So, Beal had 42 points,
mm-hmm.
but I want to talk about a gentleman by the name of Markelle Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
Markelle Fultz, he put in 20 himself. Now, you remember the Magic extended him
mm-hmm.
over the offseason. I was thinking to myself, wouldn't they want to see him play first? They must know something I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Is Markelle Fultz worked his way into being a rotation player in the National Basketball Association?
And don't sleep on Fournier, too. For all of the people that play fantasy, he's one of those sneaky guys. You always look down at the box score, you get numbers. He had 30-plus in that game. I'm really happy for Markelle Fultz. And you know how I stood on the table and felt like he was done wrong by Philadelphia when he had a triple-double the final regular season game. You're going against Jason Tatum, the guy he was basically traded for, and give him DMPs.
Yep.
That, to me, can destroy a young player emotionally and psychologically to the point where I said he'll never live up to the hype in Philadelphia.
No.
And so for him to now have gained the confidence of the Magic to give him the deal that you talked about, give him minutes, and for him to put up 20 points the way he did is really impressive. We got to get him on the show.
You want to have Markelle on the show?
Yeah, I want
to. I would love to have Markelle on the show. Moving on, the Yankees are looking to make some big acquisitions. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The Yankees, y'all can't buy everybody.
It really feels like they can, though. Keep it moving, man.
We keep it moving.
I have big news about something you and I are very passionate about, and that is sneakers.
Hit the brakes.
All right, we'll hit the brakes. Nike. And Travis Scott has unveiled an interesting collaboration between the Jordan brand and the classic Air Jordan 1. You know, I love those.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a collaboration with Dior. They will have Dior Jordans that will come at a 4-figure price tag. Jalen, there's something about this I don't like. Something about, like, a designer brand like Dior collaborating with Jordan. It's one thing to have like the Travis Scott Jordans, but Dior Jordans reportedly costing $2,000? That's kind of corny to me. Why do I feel that way?
I think what has happened, both of us being sneakerheads, and fortunately for me, I've been involved with a couple of sneakers that went mainstream. I just don't necessarily like when the prices get so astronomical.
It's ridiculous.
It reminds me of what happened to tickets to sporting events. Initially, they were purchased by fans.
Yes.
Now they're purchased by corporations.
I got three kids. I'm like, oh, I'll take them to a Knicks game. No, I won't. No, I won't.
And it's the same thing when I think about, like, for example, the Yeezys. I was saying the same thing. It's like, it's one thing to have some classic kicks. It's another thing for them to cost $3,000-$4,000.
I pay $2,000 for a pair of Jordans and they get dirty like the third time I wear them? No. No, no, no. Moving on, Jalen. Another thing I know you love.
Puma.
Fajitas. I've got some fajita news. Are you ready?
Yeah, hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this too. In Houston, there's a restaurant and they're selling fajitas that come with gold-flecked tortillas for $400. Now, I've seen you spend a lot of money on lunch before. What would have to come with a fajita to be worth $400?
First off, I don't want any gold in my food.
What does gold taste like?
Right?
Put some hot sauce on there. How about this? No gold, add sauce.
And what needs to come with it for me? A foot massage.
Something.
How about that?
$400 fajitas?
Yeah, that's extra. If you're in Houston, here's what you should do. Don't go get a $400 fajita. Don't stand in a long line to eat the overrated Popeye chicken
sandwich.
Don't get
fired. I know you very well. Don't get fired.
Go eat at Bun B's restaurant.
Oh, okay.
That's what you do when you're in Texas.
Okay.
Go patronize his business, not these guests.
Yeah, and that'll cost you about $30. You got the other $370. Go to Treasures. Jalen, we haven't talked about it yet, but we're not going to run from topics.
Oh, you thought you were going to talk about my outfit.
No, we're not going to talk about your outfit. Jalen, you okay, all right?
Take this parachute off, I might fall and die.
Okay. Here's the thing. Jalen Rose. Michigan lost. They were going up against the number one team on the road. I didn't really feel like they were going to win. They didn't just lose. They didn't really threaten the Cardinals either. I know you watched every second of this game.
I did.
How did you feel about their performance?
I was watching the game thinking this is a perfect example of why I don't bet on sports.
Okay.
Because like you, I saw this coming. I didn't anticipate them going from being unranked to being undefeated.
To beating the number one team. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, they were just in the Bahamas. You take home that trophy. You end up being in a championship game. When everybody signed up, it seemed like that was supposed to be Carolina. Seemed like that was supposed to be Oregon. All of a sudden, you beat Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Gonzaga. You fly home with the trophy. And your next game is on the road against the number one team in the country. I knew that was going to be an uphill battle.
How do you feel like they need to improve?
So when they're at their best, is Simpson creating,
mm-hmm.
not only for himself or for others. Teske played terrific.
Love Teske.
He had 18 and 10. He was the only player in double figures. By the way, Louisville only had two players in double figures.
They only scored 58 points.
But the key is always going to be taking care of the ball and making the three. Mm-hmm. I think the effort defensively is something that they're going to be able to rely on consistently because I know that's what their coaching staff is stressing. Yeah, you can do all of this stuff on offense if you play defense. And so I think that's going to be something that's consistent. Now, the shooting comes and go. And that's going to be a key. Consistently knocking down open shots in particular.
Jalen, we're going to honor our friend Stuart Scott today. We also want to drive awareness for cancer research. Stuart, is obviously important to everybody at our company and this entire industry. How do you want to celebrate Stuart on his day?
So I'm one of the fortunate people that could call Stuart a friend, that worked a lot with him, that looked up to him, that not only was inspired by him, but appreciated the fact that he was always a voice of reason that I could go to as an industry tastemaker himself. Rest in peace, Stu. I love you and I miss you.
If you want to support the Stuart Scott Cancer Research Fund, go to v.org/donate. It's now time for podcast exclusive content. We do have a Too Hot for TV topic. So Jalen Rose says that he texted, because we text about topics for the show all the time.
I'm going to show it to you.
Middle of the night, early in the morning, at all hours, Jalen Rose and I are on the text trying to get the show better, for you, for the people. And Jalen Rose is claiming that he texted me this topic, but I looked through my text from Jalen Rose and it ain't there. And he said, I put my life on it. So when Jalen's not on the show tomorrow, you know what happened. Because he says he pays his debts.
I do.
He put his life on this one. So well, you gotta show me the text.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Still looking.
I definitely remember sending it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you definitely remember sending it. Got you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see this.
And I gotta can I address something from yesterday's show?
Okay.
As I look through the text.
Yeah, no, I want you to find this text first, because it doesn't exist, dog. It doesn't exist. You said you put your life on it. You might have thought about texting it, but you didn't. You willing to admit that you're wrong yet? I just want you to admit you're wrong first.
I'm gonna look.
I hear you. You ready? You ready to admit that, sir?
I am not ready.
Jalen doesn't like to admit that when he's wrong. I put my life on it.
Because I recall doing it. I recall sending you a text. You want to tell him what I said that I text you about?
Yeah. So, there's a video from Tekashi 6ix9ine's ex-girlfriend. Show me the text.
Not only did I text it to you, I texted to you and D.
Well, where is it then? Show it to me right now.
At 3:49 p.m.
3:49 p.m. yesterday, you're claiming. Yes. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this. I'm going to look at this. 3:49, you wrote, offset drama for pod. There it is. There it is. It's there. Good for you. Congratulations. Put your life on it.
So I got to say one more thing that's really important.
What's that?
Seasons change. And being a Midwestern kid from the Midwest, I love fashion this time of year.
Mm.
And every now and then we wake up, we put together a fit, and we're like, we're super clean. I had that moment this morning.
You feel that way today?
I had that moment today.
I'm glad this kind of dovetails into the Offset conversation. Because Cardi B is his wife, right?
Yep.
And he's being accused of going into Tekashi 6ix9ine's ex-girlfriend's DMs, and she did a little screenshot of it, right? So that would make whatever he's trying to do, which I don't know if he did or didn't do. He said he was hacked, whatever. But that, you know, I feel like Get Up is your wife and Jalen Jacoby's your side piece.
Whoa. That can't be accurate.
Let me explain why. Because last couple days,
where does countdown fall?
Last couple days, did you have a haircut the last couple days? No. Did you dress up like this last couple days with your seasonal I Look Fly outfits last couple days? No. You're throwing on whatever's around the house, just whatever's there. And so today you're all dressed up. Why is that? Gotta go and Get Up. ESPN1, we got the suede shoes, the hunter green socks, the brown pants, the corduroy velvety blazer, the pocket square, the turtleneck, all of that. Why? Because he's on Get Up. On J&J, throw together whatever you want.
Jeezy said it. I'm so fly. Take this parachute off. I might fall and die.
You're really proud of yourself, aren't you? Congratulations for dressing yourself, Jim.
Hey, man.
Congratulations for dressing
yourself. I grew up poor, dog. You know how many times I wanted to be fresh? Couldn't get fresh. Saw other people that were fresh. Didn't get jealous. Didn't rob them. Didn't steal from them. I knew I was going to be able to get fresh as I wanted one.
I love didn't rob them. I didn't rob them. You want to be celebrated for not robbing people now. Congratulations for not robbing people, Jalen Rose. You've really matured. Thank you for not robbing those people. I'm a little worried about those suede shoes in the winter, to be honest with you. It snowed yesterday. It's a little wet out there.
It's not snowing today.
A little wet out there.
Not snowing
I'm worried about you. You have to put some plastic bags around those when we walk outside.
No, I got some Tims in my locker.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
In case the weather happens.
The weather's not going to happen today. So what do you think about Offset and Cardi B claiming that he was hacked and that wasn't really his DM?
First off, I want to say this to everybody that uses social media. The things you put in somebody's direct message will eventually get exposed.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
So don't think just because you deleted it from your phone.
Thank you.
That it gets deleted from the Instagram server or from the other person.
Yeah. There's not such thing as a private
conversation. Every DM can and will be used against you.
Yes.
Stop sending people DMs like they're texts, which, by the way, those can and will be used against you as well. Now, this is what the first thing I thought about when I saw the Offset and Cardi drama. She ride or die.
Yeah, she's like, my man was hacked. That wasn't him.
That's what I took from it.
Yeah.
She ride or die.
Facts.
Because here's the deal. The entire world always makes a big deal about what's happening in people's relationship. But if she not making it a big deal.
It's not a big
deal. And he not making it a big deal. It ain't a big deal.
It also said, miss you for real. It wasn't like anything crazy. And also, like, just I don't like the attitude of Offset hit me in my DMs, let me videotape it, and then put it out for the world to see and have Cardi B talking about me and people following me just for clout. It's like, all right, Offset might have hit you up. Might have been hacked. Who knows? But who cares?
This is the cancel culture,
fam. Just keep that by yourself. Just keep that to yourself.
For a lot of people, if it's not on social media, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's why I had to put this outfit on social media. It happened.
You know what people can do? Here's a couple things people can do. You can eat a meal and just eat the meal and then just keep it moving. I don't need to see it. You know what else you can do? You can go to the gym and work out and just keep it moving. I don't need to see it.
Unless you Jim Jones. He inspired me.
Jim Jones, yo.
I got to get him back. We got to get him back on the show.
He does. He can do like 45 pull-ups in a row while talking. Hey. And while smoking a blunt, he does like 50 pull-ups.
Capo, I do 2 or 3 pull-ups.
Oh, dog, if I do 3 pull-ups, it's a wrap.
This dude lifting up his legs.
Yeah, all that. I'm about to unfollow him. He made me feel bad about myself.
Jones!
I'm out here doing hot yoga. Jim Jones is out here doing 45 pull-ups in a row with one arm.
And he do the weather report. It's funny.
The weather report is my favorite. Weather report's my favorite. It is Wednesday. What does that mean, Jalen Rose?
Hey, ladies!
On Wednesday, we celebrate the kinder, more intelligent, more responsible, more mature, generally superior gender of our species, the females. We do so by taking only female voicemails like this one, Reg.
What's good? What's up? Shout out to Woman Crush Wednesday. Shout out to the Houston Texans. Also, shout out to Victoria Dowling. It's your girl. I won't name names because I'm pretty much asking for a friend. You know what I'm saying? It's officially cuffing season, guys. And I want to know, how soon is too soon for getting a Christmas gift, a Christmas gift for your boo? How soon is too soon for getting a Christmas gift for your boo? Your girl's a boss, but I don't want to be showering any blessings to any dude that can really be getting cold. You feel me? All right. Thanks, you guys. And also shout out to the dope producers. Shout out to you too. So go ahead, be Iyanla. Help me fix my life. And at the end of the day, help me protect these coins from foolish fellas this holiday season. Be blessed.
Okay. First of all, why Chanae acting like no one knows who she is? Why Chanae acting like no one knows who she is? Like, Chanae, we know it's you. We know it's you. Okay? Chanae, we know it's you. All right? You don't have to act like that. Number two, Jalen, you weren't here one time, and Janae hosted the show. And during the podcast portion of the show, she revealed way too much about her personal life. We had to edit some out. I was like, Janae, what are you doing? You know we're recording this to get distributed to hundreds of thousands of people. So she's clearly got something going on.
Or she's using this platform to thirst trap.
Good for her.
I ain't mad.
Good for her.
I ain't mad.
Good for her. So her question is, how early is too early to buy somebody a Christmas gift?
So here's a couple of things that I've decided. It took me 46 years to decide this. Stop feeling like you're going to spend all of your money to give people things by December 26th, by December 25th. And then you look at your bank account on December 26th. And you think about, what did I just do?
Yeah, what did I just do?
People
get a Christmas bonus or whatever. You know what? You should spread that out.
I've learned the people this time of year, you're going to learn a lot about your family and friends. Everybody that judges you based on what you give them or don't give them, your New Year's resolution should be to deal with them less.
Mm.
The people that get mad at you because they felt like you didn't give them what they felt like they want, especially if they're not your kids.
Well, I've got an easy way to deal with this. I don't give people stuff. I'm not getting you a Christmas present, Jalen Rose.
Correct.
We're going to hang out. We'll have a nice meal. We can celebrate and have some time together. It's a little J&J holiday party because the staff is 3,000 miles away. So we're not having a holiday party. But we can do that. But time is most important. You know what? Will Smith is a great follow on Instagram.
He said,
he was like, the two commodities that you have are time and attention. It's kind of like your thing, time, money, and energy. You got time and attention. And if you love somebody, that's how you express it, with time and attention. Not with Christmas gifts, not with money. But to answer Chanae's question directly, if y'all exclusive, you get a gift. If you're not exclusive, no gift.
Agreed.
Simple as that.
And it's not when you buy the gift. You could buy it anytime.
She means like when is too soon, like how long have we been messing with each other? I think that's what she means. Not like,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I read it that way too. I'm like, who cares? Like, who cares when you buy it?
Well, here's a line of demarcation. Intimate gift.
What do you mean by intimate, Jalen?
If the relationship is intimate, gift.
Body rocking, knocking the boots?
Yes. if you giving up the grand prize, then you might as well give a Christmas gift. Is that fair?
You're the best. I would say exclusivity. You know, exclusivity. That would be my line of demarcation. You know? I'm so excited about this holiday season.
Me too. But on what I just said, everybody that can hear my voice, don't go into this holiday season stressed about what I'm going to get my uncle, what I'm going to get my cousin, what am I going to get my coworkers, what am I going to get my friends. To me, Christmas is for kids. And to me, when you're 16, you're actually not a kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's for kids.
You know, we have a very special guest today.
We do.
Just, you know what? Remember Marcus Spears used to come on the show once in a while?
I like where you're going.
He blew up.
I like where you're going here.
And we were like, yo, Marcus Spears, you're a future star in media. That's what we said about Marcus Spears when he was here. We're like, man, this guy's a star. He's got the it factor. He is an absolute star. And then he graduated. He hasn't been back since.
Right.
He blew up. The New York Post wrote an article about him. And now he got time for J&J.
He didn't even mention this in the article.
No, why would he? Why would
he mention him?
He grew up.
You know what?
I feel the exact same way about our special guest.
Yes.
Malik Andrews, future star, not just in sports media, in media.
Yes.
Robin Roberts, we got the next one right here.
We do.
We got the next one right here.
Yeah.
We got the next Robin Roberts right here. Malik Andrews joins us on the program. What's happening, Malika? This is our podcast portion, not television.
I have, I'm great. I'm doing just fine. I was sitting next to you guys listening to you talk about at what point you give gifts.
Mm-hmm. Body rocking, knocking the boots.
Yeah, but like, sometimes that means you're racking up a lot of gifts.
That's why he said exclusivity.
Yeah, because the young folks, I'm speaking on behalf of all young folks
in the world. Yeah, she's calling us old. That's fine. I'll take it.
Preach.
Oh, no, I'm absolutely calling
old.
You not just old, but
fair.
Ancient.
I deserve that. I deserve that. Dinosaur.
Yeah, see, that part, everything's much squishier nowadays. It's all sort of boyfriend, girlfriend. Are we talking? Does that come before? Exclusivity is like, that's
not a thing
that
anymore?
It's a thing, but it doesn't dictate gift giving.
Oh, okay.
I agree with Jalen's, I'm not going to say it, but I agree with Jalen's statement.
That's fair.
That's all I'm going to add there. If coworkers, if you guys don't give me gifts, like,
I'm not giving you anything. I promise you right now, I'm not giving you anything.
I got invited to his Christmas party.
Yeah.
Can you get an invite?
Jacoby did invite me. I'm going to call
my
back.
Jay said he's going to come. Shocked.
Yeah. Jay said he's going to come.
I'm going to be there. So, My wife made the invite and she put on it open house. I'm like, Joey, like, what is an open? She's like, come over. We have a Jacoby family open house. I'm like, we're not selling our apartment that we're renting.
Not coming anymore.
Yeah, like, come over and be like, so how many bathrooms? Yeah. Like, oh, what is that? What's the square footage around here? I'm like, Joey, like, what do we mean open house? Like, what does that even mean? I just send any notes. I just blindly started forwarding the invite around. People were like, what is an open house? I'm like, I don't know what an open house is either.
Oh, that was the only reason I was coming. Yeah. I thought there was some purchasing available. Never mind. All right. No. I won't see you there.
Oh, wow. Right. You rich.
So, Malika, you have any holiday advice for supporters of our program? I was just talking about how this time of year is when you learn who your real friends and family are.
Why? Because they
judge
you, the gifts.
Correct. They judge you based on what you give them and don't give them. Don't wake up on the 26A and be mad about what you spent for the holiday. And B, the people that get mad at you for what you didn't give them, make them your New Year's resolution to cut them off. That's how I feel.
I feel like that's a little aggressive.
So here's what you gotta remember. Jalen's like really rich.
Well, Jalen also he sounds like he holds a little bit of a grudge. I mean, you're saying that if someone's mad that you didn't get them the right gift, I'm gonna cut them off. That's a little much.
Well, here, I feel like deal with them less.
But I don't think that's the lesson I would say to take out of the holidays. I don't think the lesson to take is look for the people to cut out. I think it's more about, you know, when you do buy sometimes an expensive gift, which is totally okay, it's just remembering that for different people that may be more or less accessible. And so if you are, I think, you know, the holidays is a perfect time. You should, there's never a cap on when you should give, but I loved looking through all the like Giving Tuesday type things where people are donating to different causes and keeping other folks in mind. I think that generosity really is the thing about the holidays and good basketball. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about. Right?
Christmas, why did it take us ESPN so long to come up with Chris Masketball?
Because it's impossible
to
say. It
is so brilliant. I saw it yesterday.
Say
I was
it again.
Chris Masketball.
It's Christmas.
Chris Masketball did take me a while.
Why is it?
I can't lie. I can't.
Why
Chris Masketball.
Why
it's brilliant.
It, like,
it is. Absolutely brilliant. I love it. That's never going away. It's going to be Chris Masketball forever. And a couple things. Number one, it's 2019, so a lot of people have like Amazon wish list or whatever. It's the audacity of some of these people. It's one thing, it's like, oh, a pair of slippers, new pajamas, and it's like, brand new professional laptop for $1,700. I'm like, who do you think is going to get that for you?
And that's what I was going to ask you.
Like, what? How could you even click that and be like, I'm going to put this on my wish list? It's like a car. It's like, what are you doing?
You no one's getting you that. Something. Yes. You, both of y'all just touched
I mean, the Peloton, like, that's also a $2,000 gift, and that commercial.
What's considered an expensive gift?
Oh, I got it.
Can y'all help me?
You write a number down too. You got a pen?
Okay. Please teach me.
I'm gonna write a number down.
Please teach me.
What's considered an expensive gift?
You gotta remember, Jalen's rich. So that's
please
different.
Teach me.
So we're each gonna write a number down. You reveal yours first.
All right. No, we're gonna do it at the same time.
Can I guess? He's gonna put $50 and you're gonna put $500.
All right. One.
Two.
Three.
I put 250, so maybe I'm the cheap.
Donkey of the group.
But so, you know, one thing that happened is that I've learned there's a bell curve with gift prices in a relationship. I'm using terms like bell curve because I'm intelligent. It starts out where you buy cheap things, and then you get closer. Then you start buying expensive things for each other. And then when y'all get like really close, I'm not buying you anything.
Yeah.
Like, I've been my girl for 17 years. We have a truce. Like, I'm not buying you anything.
I think, and also the expensive gifts change. It morphs from like expensive jewelry to, hey, here's two plane tickets and we're going to go somewhere. And it's like, oh, well, that's nice.
We could do that and the jewelry. I could wear some jewelry while we're on vacation.
And that's the other thing I need to bridge with you guys. So I ask my boyfriend, I say, what do you want for the holidays? He says nothing. And I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. But like,
don't
really, what do you want?
Nothing is the worst.
And he says nothing. But what do you want? And of course, I have a list of like 18 things.
Yeah.
But I can't hand him the list, right? Now that he said all I want is your time.
No one wants nothing.
That's why you're here with your brothers.
Like, right?
Gather around this campfire for a second. Jacoby just said the line of demarcation. Married. Once you get married, then you don't have to do all of that.
Yeah, you're sharing bank accounts and stuff like that. Like, what am I?
When y'all start sharing names, then you don't worry about the gifts.
They'll be sharing my name, but yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Ooh, boss move.
There you go. But until then, you give him that list.
Yeah.
You but doesn't that make me look super shallow?
No, not at all. He wants something too.
Spend time with you, and I'm like, well, that's nice.
You're a great hang, Malika.
You're still in a purse phase, a jewelry phase, a trip phase, the shower meter. Hope that I marry you one day. That's where you at. And you can have my name.
Jalen, there's a gentleman by the name of Sean Carter.
Hove!
And it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jay.
50 years.
Sean Carter.
Remember when he said 40 is the new 30?
Mm-hmm.
You think 50 is just 50?
Mm-hmm. I always appreciate watching the maturation of so many people because there are those times when you see those clips of, look at this athlete since he left the game and they're not doing well.
Mm.
Same with entertainers and artists or whatever. But it's refreshing to see those who continue to ascend. He's done that as a brand ambassador, as an entrepreneur. He's done that building Rock Nation the way he has. And one of the things that gets slept on about Jake, because youngsters see him now and don't remember like Reasonable Doubt and his initial classic material, he got bars.
Still got bars.
He got bars.
Still got bars.
Okay.
Beyonce Jay-Z album, he's got some verses on there.
He got bars.
He looked great for 52.
He got bars.
He's rich.
He's a billionaire.
He got money.
He's a billionaire.
He got Warren Buffett on the text.
A billionaire.
You know, he got Warren Buffett on the text.
He's a billionaire. And also, he was one of those guys that saw how his celebrity and the popularity of music swayed what happened for public consumption and brands. So it's like, oh, okay, I'm talking about Cristal. They not paying me. Oh, okay. Got it.
Sure.
Start our own. Oh, okay. We talking about these clothing brands and they ain't paying us. Got it. Start our own. I appreciated that. And now that's really allowed. Cause remember, there was a time when rappers in particular didn't make athlete money.
Oh yeah. A time.
Not
basically forever.
Now they live on the same block.
Yes, yes.
In a lot of cases.
So you always consider yourself a tastemaker trendsetter.
Yes, indeed.
You consider this program sort of like a trend setting show.
Absolutely.
Right? I do too. Let me tell you something about Sean Carter.
Okay.
He was wearing throwbacks. I was wearing throwbacks. Then he started wearing striped button ups, extra, extra large. I started wearing striped button ups, extra, extra large. Then he started moving the suits. I couldn't follow him. But I'm telling you, like, he changes up his fashion like every 7 years and you watch everyone follow 1 year later.
And here's the one thing that you kind of alluded to, but didn't really stress. He married to Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
The fattest chick in the game wearing his chain?
Beyonce.
Get the better chicken's game.
If none of the stuff that we just said for the last 5 minutes happened, he's married to Beyonce.
You know one thing I like about Sean Carter? Never really acted. You know what I mean?
Good point.
He was never like, oh, let me do a movie. Like LeBron trying to act and all the rappers want to start acting, starting a movie, whatever. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'll do the executive thing. You know what? I don't need to be a movie star. I'd rather be a star in the conference room. I'd rather start some businesses.
Well said.
I like that about him.
Well said. Shout out to my Roc Nation fam.
Big shout to Malika Andrews for coming through. We got to have her on the show as much as we can before she graduates.
Yes.
We really do.
The next Robin Roberts.
Big shout to her. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done.